Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So we are reading from Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 to 6. And that is going to be the text for our sermon. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth.
Now, if Christo, aoye ewufo abakan, aoye adie nyinaa mu pani.
To him who loved us,
the ma wonu a odo yen,
and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So our subject is the attitude of a king. The attitude of a king. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And through the blood, he has made us kings and priests. Please underline the word made. It didn't say that he will make you a king, or he will make you a priest. Made is a past tense. So he has already made us by dying on the cross. Jesus has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. Why did he have to make us kings and priests? Because we were not kings and we were not priests. And it seems that at the end of the day, when all was said and done, the aim of the Lord Jesus was to make us kings and priests. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is something that Jesus accomplished for us many years ago on the cross.
Hallelujah.
And that is what satisfies him.
Now, when you are dear, a man come at on him.
He is not satisfied for us to receive his blessings. Beyond that, he wants us to be kings and priests.
Now, didn't share na man wa waji ewe no. O we hwe say wo be hu hu say wo your hene and as we suffer.
Wonderful.
Papa bi.
It is because we were not kings, we were slaves. We were slaves. And Jesus didn't like that. So he came with a message of the kingdom. He was putting our minds to the fact that we can move from the status of slaves as humans to that of kings. Wonderful.
Papa B.
Now, if you read the book of Psalm 68, the son of David actually gave a very powerful prophecy. Which the son of David, our Lord Jesus, came to fulfill. Psalm 68 verse 31 says that envoys will come out of Egypt. Ethiopia will quickly stretch out her hands to God.
Na Ethiopia Superman and Sasu Ashewanyame.
Please underline Egypt and Ethiopia.
Because
I want to focus this message on dark-skinned people who are referred really in this scripture as Egypt and Ethiopia.
Na me pesa me kasa fa ebibi man ho awonyame asem we mu ye gina ho ma Mizraim and Ethiopia.
It is important for dark-skinned people to know that Jesus Christ has moved us from slaves to kinship.
Hallelujah. Na wose ebibi man ye nyina yati ase se onyame enam na humo broso yi ye fi kwansu mu akwa henie mu.
Wonderful.
Papa B.
Egypt is talking about dark-skinned people.
Now we can kind now who Mizraim e kasafa bi before ho.
Likewise Ethiopia.
Who Ethiopia so e kasafa bi before ho.
Actually the Bible tells us in the book of Genesis chapter 10 that Ham, who was one of the three sons of Noah, brought forth to four children.
Now we can kind Genesis still do now. Was it Noah ma ne baba ko e friend Ham no o wo ma e nine.
Ham means heat.
Na yaka Ham a kire wo hyew.
And he is the father of all dark-skinned people.
Ono ni ebibifo nyina yaja.
He brought forth to four children.
O wo ma e nine.
This was after the Lord had wiped all mankind from the earth and he was beginning humanity or the human race, so to speak, from Noah, who had three children, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Now, Ham is the father of all dark-skinned people, and he brought forth to Cush, Mizraim, Phut, and Canaan.
What did he and I ask for, boy? What say? What was that when you put on this show? I be say we are singing now. Now we are no na Noah or the Nibem. Na Noah wo ema enan. Ema nan no, nyame kaya ya me de eye Ham. Na Ham na senior wo Cush, ena Ruth, ena mienu aka ho no.
Let me take it a little at a time.
Ya to aso.
You see, Cush is the same as the word Ethiopia. It means bent face or a dark face.
Cush no, e jina ho ma Ethiopia. E se jina ho ma enimu tuntum. Ananimu ashe.
Mizraim is another word for Egypt.
Who Mizraim? Jahoma.
Phut.
Yeah.
Is another name for Libya, which is in Africa.
And it who obi ko Libya bi akache say you are footing. Phut in charge.
And the last born of Ham was called Canaan.
Na ne manu ni otwato any Canaan.
Now, if you read the Bible and you come across any of these names, it's not just talking about personalities, but it's talking about their descendants also.
So what can come with Yamia Sam no who edia who reign yina? And kasa feni pakunun kuto e kasafa nasi nasi menina.
And we know the story that Canaan was cursed.
Na yenim se Canaan ya domenu.
But the rest of the children of Ham, including Ham himself, was not cursed.
Na yeshem kolanka yena Ham ewo womna miensa no yandome om.
But you see, don't feel sorry for Canaan.
Oh man, no, mama say Canaan yadome no.
Because God always has in mind that people who have been put down as a result of maybe their fault and the workings of the devil and all that, people who have been put down, He will lift them up.
Amen. Dear woman, is a one young coupon in Shishemo. Say up on some naya, no nipasha, now one cassa, Ama ya brawa sieno. When Yaminam sa, Ahumbra siena ya brawono, Obesandia mouse.
Because God had in mind that He was going to bring His only begotten Son.
Nana when young coupon himself, what in the double crony beba.
And He wasn't going to come through Cush. He wasn't going to come through Mizraim or Egypt. He wasn't going to come through Libya or Phut. He was going to come through Canaan.
Hallelujah! Now
the one who was treated the worst among the sons of God. So the Bible teaches us in the book of Matthew That in establishing the kingship of the Lord Jesus, God traces his line through Canaan. Because there was a woman called Rahab. Rahab was a Canaanite. She was a dark-skinned woman. Because she came from Ham. This woman was the great, 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 great grandmother of the Lord Jesus himself. So Jesus had Canaan blood rolling through his veins.
Hallelujah! And it's Yesu, our Canaan, a baby man to me be namnimu.
Let me end it at the blood. Because some of you, you cannot take it if I go on apart from the blood. So we shall take it gradually. Jesus had Canaan blood, so to speak, a cursed blood flowing through his veins. And when he was picking apostles, he picked one who was clearly a dark-skinned person. He was a Canaanite. Jesus was teaching us something. Or I should say, God was teaching us something. That he is able to take the cursed and bring blessings out of
Hallelujah.
It. He is able to take the wounds of Jesus and bring healing out of sickness. He is able to take darkness and command light to shine out of darkness.
Hallelujah! Now I can say a hand every last.
Only our God is able to do this. He is able to take a messed up people.
Now to be for any part, one more name near one more year.
He is able to take a confused people.
Or to be for Nipa, Oma Jinna Yabisibasa.
People who are the minority among humans.
Now and Krofua, Yakan Krofukua, Omia Kuma.
People who are downtrodden by men everywhere.
And Krofua, Nipen Yina, Etifa.
Of course, I'm speaking generally. I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is able to take the messed up people, the sick people, and command blessing.
Hallelujah.
And command the Messiah.
Hallelujah.
To come out of the cursed place.
Yes.
That is why he was made a curse for us on the cross.
Hallelujah.
That out of the curse personality of the Lord Jesus, God will just squeeze out or bring out the blessing of Abraham upon everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the history of dark-skinned people, we have seen a people who generally have been quick to serve everybody.
Now we have been before more. Chere wobia upon woka krama.
Yeah, it seems like it's a first nature.
Akwaya se wunya hu bro ni pe na wuni pe dia ni nyina sesa wo pesa wo sumu ehwa wo so wo so masa 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 sa.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is why the son David said in the book of Psalm 68 that princes, kings, envoys will come out of Egypt.
Hallelujah!
In other words, he's going to take a people who do not look like princes and kings and royals.
Jesus.
And he says, I'm going to bring royals. I'm going to bring kingdom messengers. I'm going to bring
Thank you, Jesus.
Kings out of Egypt.
Egypt.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
In the Hebrew, one of the words translated princes or envoys is the word diplomat.
Hebrew kasan would be mwa. The caso be a diplomat or jinahoma or mino.
Yeah.
The papon to send me.
Says that I am going to bring kings. In other words, I'm going to bring my royals. I'm going to bring my rulers out of Egypt, out of Africa, out of the dark continent, so to speak. I am going to bring our rulers from that place.
Asamenya sofo na kan e wo nwuma di osan watwe onyame se nam Egypt mu nam abibifo mu onu beyi na hemfo obeyi onu mu bedi kan obeyi ni panifo efisa omanyi mu.
And through them, the Bible says that Ethiopia or dark-skinned people will soon stretch out their hands to God.
No, see, nam sadi obeye nso abibi man Ethiopia for yabema yen saso achre yeradi.
Why should they stretch out their hands to God?
Because
they have not been stretching out their hands to God. And to God, it's a big deal if through the ministry of these royal messengers, dark-skinned people, instead of stretching out their hands to men and looking to master all the time with an attitude of a slave, they will stretch out their hands to the King of Kings, because they will be rulers themselves.
Now when you meet yourself, so wo yin na na hemfo efin kuomu oyin na hemfo ni nempanifo efin kuomu a enya dia abibiman ye behu abrofo na yakutukutuom yasa masabiom nemo afedia ye bema yansa so akyeresro esa se wo ye ya hemfo enimpanifo.
In the revelation of our Lord Jesus,
na m Christo na dis semu no,
which is our text,
ah no ya sama ye kan.
The revelation God wanted us to see, when all the revelations have passed under the bridge, is that Jesus loved us. He loved his own. He had to come and minister to his own. He had to come and minister to Canaan and then the siblings of Canaan.
Now I was saying about Canaan. Any Canaan I see for you now.
Who are all dark-skinned people.
Ah, before, hallelujah.
So the Bible tells us,
Bible say,
that Jesus Christ, he came to the people of Israel, but only once or so in his life, he went outside the borders of Israel.
Now Bible say, yes, by Israel, mumu dear. Now so by Kukwia na mienu bi no fi Israel kronu.
Where did he go to?
Okwahi.
Once in his ministry on this earth, the Bible says that he went to the twin city of Tyre and Sidon. Yeah. He went to the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Wow. And the whole Tyre and Sidon represented the sea. They were there. And there was a woman who was a Canaanite. A dark-skinned woman met Jesus. Why not? Because Sidon was the firstborn of Canaan, according to Genesis chapter 10. So Jesus went out looking for his people.
Hallelujah!
True, he said, I'm called to the lordship of the house of Israel, but what are you doing in the coast of Tyre and Sidon? Because he knows that Sidon, who is the firstborn of Canaan, whom Ham had cursed, needed to be ministered to.
Hallelujah. Now when him say, "Sir, Ham Bakan Canaan now what dominion? Canaan now Bakan now what say Jesus called?"
He had to minister to his own.
Now what so called one idiom?
And there the Bible says that there was a woman of Canaan.
Now Bible says, "Now man, maybe what who are you Canaan?"
Whose daughter was grievously vexed with a demon.
Ah, now susum fear question, mami nimbem.
In the Bible, the daughter or the female is talking and standing for nations.
Na Bible mo kin kana wo wo ti oba sama. Ah, hallelujah. Ejina oma aman oman.
That is why we refer to nations with pronoun her. You see, as a female, you don't say fatherland, you say motherland. You say we want to pray for her, referring to a nation like Ghana.
Chai. Wasi, sa wo kin kana. So walk out on my yanka. He is single. Nemo yaka hair. Etra said, oh, Etra on mine or baby of the war, babia and Teddy Papa. Etra on mine. Madagana. Madagana. Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the daughter was standing for the future of Canaan. The people, the part of dark skinned people who had the worst disposition of slaves. The Jews had a way of referring to them. Because they believed that they were of Israel. Israel means a ruler. He rules with God. And all Gentiles were slaves. Or servants. So Jesus Christ referred to the Gentiles, Tyre and Sidon, as dogs. Pastor, he was insulting us. No, he was not insulting us. He wanted us to know the condition of those dark-skinned people who were in Tyre and Sidon.
Now what you buy yourself so for work as a cane and for you before now yes you did at them debi. No person to you funny.
You see, sometimes we want to read our culture into the Bible. It doesn't work like that. Or maybe when they say a dog to you, the way you take it in Africa is the same way that the Jewish people take it. It's not necessarily like that. Jesus said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep. He called Israel sheep first.
So, yes, was he?
Do you think he was insulting them by calling them a sheep? If you call in Africa, if you call somebody a sheep, do you know what you have done to the person? True, in this part of the world, it's better to be called a goat because goats are clever, small.
Yes, yes. So you can't just say we are punchy.
They will be there. They will be looking. In fact, if you put a sheep here and a dog here, I will pick a dog. I will pick a dog.
Yes.
I will pick a dog.
Sure. So nkanka abrafo krama.
Mary, a dog is a dog. Whether it's African dog or German dog is a dog.
Just a kraman ya kraman. Obroni kraman ya kraman. At that turn in the kraman first one, this small boy, you know, I don't so cry a kraman.
If you put an African dog here,
so what the kraman ya
And you put a sheep here. Believe me, I'll take a dog. Because they will understand me better than sheep.
Hey. And
I can train them better than training a sheep.
Now, to
do almost everything. It's just training. And understanding the psyche of the animal. So Jesus said, I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He called Israel sheep, and then he called Gentiles, represented over there by dark-skinned people, Tyre and Sidon. He called them dogs, and dogs is talking about servants.
Now, or catch that what they say. Aye, Israel for no, I'm here in Naya Omaira. Name on Aye, Bibi Maya, what time is Sidon there was say. I'm here in Kraman, no, we're home and qua.
Long story short, Jesus Christ took the bread of the children.
Now, you know, yes, of a Diana, no, dear bread, what do I dear bread?
The bread of the rulers.
And
ladies and gentlemen, the bread of the children is Jesus himself.
Wow.
He took himself. Turned over to all Gentiles, represented by the worst part of Gentiles, cursed Canaan, Tyre and Sidon. Okay, and then he fed the rulership diet to them.
Hallelujah.
He fed the daughter of the Canaanite woman. He healed the future of Canaan. That is all that he did. And then Jesus turned back and walked into Israel again.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, and the Israel.
That healing of the daughter of the Canaanite woman. Jesus, he used it as a point of contact, that woman as a point of contact to heal the coasts, the whole people, the sea of the people of Tyre and Sidon, talking about the worst part of dark-skinned people who were cursed.
Now, Yesu, afasama amine ne basam so, eje ayarisama, Tyre and Sidon for, eya memufua, omuwa bebi e honya kurano,
he fed them a rulership diet. Another time he had to prepare himself and go to a city called Jericho. Because Jesus Christ had got some specific work to do in
Jericho.
Why did he go to Jericho?
Jericho.
Because Jericho was the capital, so to speak, of Canaan.
Jericho, Sayaka Ghana, Accra, Jericho, the Canaan for.
There he met a man who was blind, Bartimaeus. And God said that I have to do something to your eyes. Said that I want you to see. I don't want you to see darkness anymore. I don't want Jericho, I don't want dark-skinned people to see themselves as evil anymore. I want to heal them. I want their eyes to see light. And that is why Jesus Christ, according to the book of the revelations of Jesus, he shed his blood. To give us light. To give us rulership. So if you read the book of Isaiah chapter 60, turn to Isaiah chapter 60. The Bible is telling us what we believe is a prophecy for this end time. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1.
Isaiah, tear your sin to Chemuba.
Arise.
I say sorry.
Shine.
Shine.
For your light has come. He's saying that you are in darkness.
I say, what was sumo?
But arise.
Sorry.
and shine, because your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. We believe that this prophecy is for the church of the Lord. Some people think that, oh, Pastor, it's about the future, when Jesus is ruling in the millennial as the king over this earth. But it's not talking about the 1,000-year rule of Jesus on this earth. Because in that rule there will be no darkness. But the Bible says a gross darkness will cover the people. It's talking about now.
It
says that God is going to arise upon the church, and his glory is going to be seen upon the church, and various people will come. Verse 3, the Gentiles will come to your light, kings to the brightness of your rising. Look at verse 6 now. The multitude of camels shall cover your land.
This is
not talking literally now.
No, it's what?
It's not, we are not talking about literal camels covering. It's talking about the riches of certain lands. They are lands of camels. No, camels. Up to today, when you go to certain lands in the Middle East, you see that they have camels. They have all the sophistication, all the trains which are flying, crisscrossing, left, right, center in the air, but they still have camels. So he says that the riches of various lands will come. The dromedaries of Midian. And Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.